So the Kiva says the pshat is that mikanat lomad, from here you learn out mikanat lomad that shekola pasha kulutzu kavono. That the whole pasha needs kavono. Pasha means the whole first pasha needs kavono, not just the first two psukim, but the whole first pasha. But this Omar Rabba Babachonom Rabbi Yechonon halacha Rabbi Kiva, take a pasha from the Lord Rabbi Kiva. So according to this, you have to have kavono pirush milus throughout the whole first pasha. The ikud the master law somer this halacha ho, and this is how we learned. The Tanya will learn like this. A Tosefton HaKareye Shema. Somebody is reading Kriya Shema. Sorach Shechavres Libo. You have to have a mind. Poshti again, here in mind, does not mean Mitzvah Sirchus Kavonah, but it means the mind. You have to know what you're saying. You have to understand the Pirush of the Milas, or the words. So Shema means Sorach Shechavres Libo. Ravacha Mishum Rav Yudhuay Mer Kivon Shechivon Libo Vaperik Rishon. Once you have kavon, you know what you're saying. The first perik is shuvah nitzarach. Pasha perik rishon Rashi says kol pasha shema. Pasha means the whole first pasha. You have to have kavona. After that, you yot even without kavona. Shuvah nitzarach. On this, Omer Rabba Baba Chana Rabbi Yechon Ochet Rabba Acha. The Ochet like Rabba Acha Taka. Shami says over Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Says over the name of Rabbi Yehuda that the Chibul Iboy in the perik rishon, the first perik. So Rashi says means kol pasha shema. Pasha means the whole first. So first, a pasha. Now the Gemara says, "Tanya, the girl another brayso. For hoyu, the first of hoyu at vor melos vidashin shalayikul amafresh. Not say it backwards. Then the pasuk says, "Al ulavavecha on your heart means you have to have kavana. Know what you're saying? So Rav Zutra Omer, ad kan mitzvah kavana. Like the first one we had before, up until the words of Al ulavavecha, you have to have on your mind, on your heart, you have to know what you're saying. Mikan vielecha there onwards." Mitzvah's Kriya, it's enough just to say the Kriya Shema, just to read it, even though you did not know the explanation of the words. Rabbi Yashu Reimer, Ad Kan Mitzvah's Kriya. Up until Al Lubavech of the opposite run, up until Al Lubavech of the Mitzvah's the Kriya, to read the words. Mikan Vela, from then onwards, Mitzvah's Kavona, from then you first have to start having Kavona. That's what will be Mashma. Rashi says, Mikan Vela means Pasha's volume, Shema, the second Pasha. So, the question is this. Maishna, what do you say this reasoning? That Mikan Vielach, from then onwards, Mitzvah's Kriya. There's the Mitzvah's Kriya, the Siddur says the Daver Bom, you have to say in it. So Akhenam here also, Hoksiv V'dibarta Bom, it says the words V'dibarta Bom here also. The Rashi learns Mikan Vielach means Pasha's Voyim Shema, the second Pasha. He meant to say the first Pasha, so again, Maishna Mikan Vielach, the second Pasha, is Mitzvah's Kriya, you have to say it. Why? Because it says l'daber bom, the first parsha also. Hoksiva says v'dibarta bom, so you have to say mitzvah's kriya the first parsha also. So this is what the Braisa meant to say. Ad kan mitzvah's kavona kriya. Only throughout the first parsha do you have to have kavona, know what you're saying, and also you have to have kriya say it out carefully. The kan vilch means the second parsha onwards, kriya b'le kavona. You'd be yotze just with the mitzvah's kriya as long as you say out the parasha well, even though you do not know what you're saying. On this Gemara, so maishna ad kan mitzvah's kavona or kriya. How come the first parasha has both? You have to have kavona to know what you're saying, and the mitzvah's kriya say it out. The sikkur says in the pasuk alu levavechom, and also says v'dibartabom. So if you have to have v'dibartabom, you have to say the first parasha well, and also you have to have kavona. For the Gemara, hosam nami the second parasha also. Hoksiv in the second parsha al levavachem. It also says in volume Shema, it says al mitzvay sasher anuchi mitzav eskem ayim levavachem rechem lovda b'chol levavachem. It says the word b'chol levavachem in the second parsha also, and it also says l'dabebon. So through the second parsha, also we have to have a mitzvah of kavona and a mitzvah of kriya. So Mura says no. In the second parsha volume Shemaya, who there when it says al levavachem? Who me boil the liquor of Yitzchak? We need it for Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom of Yitzchak says like this: "V'samtem es devorei eila tzricha sheteisima kineged aleiv." When it says "V'samtem es devorei eila al levavchem," so it's teaching us now where do we have to put tefillin? The tefillin has to be al levavchem near your heart. The Rashi says, "Sima kineged aleiv." So the samtem v'chsev in the second parsha lav b'kriya v'kavona. It's not talking about reading Shema with kavona. Ela b'simas tefillin shayad. Where do you have to put your tefillin shayad? She ate so much that she put it al goy gushir on the top part of your hand, kinegra lay the opposite your heart, al kiburis as well by the muscle of your arm that we put the shayat. So therefore, in the second parsha we don't dash now lebavchem say need kavono. Therefore, in the first parsha needs kavono and not the second parsha. Yeah, not that you don't need kavono, but just needs likuva. Rabban Chachilo should have kavono throughout the whole thing. The other more explains. Oh, mama, what we just say before that Rabbi Yashir says, Ad kan mitzvah kriya. The first parsha is a mitzvah to read it. Mikan veil of parsha in the second parsha mitzvah kavono. You have to have kavono. But Avminu was the first parsha just as Mitzvah Kriya without Kavona. So we're at more why. Maishno Mikan Vienach. What do you say the second parsha? Mitzvah Kavona, there you have to have Kavona, you have to know what you're saying. Mishum Nestuk as a Pasik says, Al Lubavchem, it has to be on your heart. Meaning your life has to understand what you're saying. Hochinam in the first parsha also, what Siva says, Al Lubavecha. Should also mean you have to know what you're saying. So Moses Hochikom, this is what he meant to say. This is what Rabbi Yashi meant to say. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya b'kavona. That's the whole first parsha. You have to have kavona to know what he's saying, and also you have to read it. Mikan v'yela, but the second parsha, kavona is enough just to know what he's saying. B'lei kriya, even though you don't speak it out loud enough, even though you can't hear it in your ears. But as long as you think about it in your mind, with that alone also you could be yotza. That's what he meant to say, that there's no mitzvahs kriya in the second parsha. They need to say it just b'lei will be enough. For the moral Maishna, how come Adkan Mitzvah Kriya the Kavona? How come you tell me the first Pasha needs both the Mitzvah Kriya with the Kavona? The Sikh, what the Pasuk says, Allah Bavecho, and also the Dibar Tavon. You need two things, the Dibar and the Kavona Salaiv. For the Gemara Hosam Nami, second Pasha also, Hosiv it says, Allah Bavechem, and also the Dabar Bom. So second Pasha also have to have two both, Kavona Salaiv, to know what he's saying, and also to have a good Dibar. So the Pasuk says, no, Huba Dibar Torah Ksiv. The second parsha is talking about limud haTorah, that you have to speak out when you learn Torah. And vachikoma de rachmona, this is what the Torah means to teach us. That vachikoma rachmona, agmiru b'naichu Torah, you should teach your children Torah. Ki heichu de legir sabu, that they should be able to learn it, to be gurus in learning. So that's what it means with dibar tabom. Dibar tabom there means in limud haTorah. Like it says, limara temoismus b'neichem adab abom, you should teach your children Torah. That's the Lashon Gemara, the Vachakom Rachmona, Agmiru Benaychu, teach your children Torah, Ki Echid Legar Sobu, they should be fluent in it. They should be able to learn eventually by themselves. Tan Rabban, what about this now? So far we have a lot of different sheetahs here, we didn't see what the Locher is though. Now the Brisa says, Tan Rabbanan, when the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echod, so we dash in Ad Kan Tzricha Kavona Saleiv. Just during this first Pasuk, you have to have Kavona to know what you're saying. But from then on, you yossi even without kavono. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. And Amar Rava, Rava says, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. We take a pasuk like Rabbi Meir. Since there's the bas v'churo, like Tai says, Halacha Rabbi Meir, v'halacha yichus v'paskin like this. Tekayim lo k'Rava du basroyim. That the Ika mitzvah of Krishma is the first pasuk to have kavono. And from then on, you yossi even without kavono, as long as you say it with the mitzvah's kriya yossi. But again, there are two kavonas here. There's one kavona before you start saying Kriya Shema, before you start saying Shema, to have kavona you want to go do now the mitzvah of Olmach HaShemayim. And then, b'shas, you're saying Shema, you have to have kavona, you have to know what the first pasuk means. Shema Yisroel, Klai Yisroel, should hear that Hashem, Lokeinu Hashem is our, Hashem means has kliches, Hashem has special hashpo over us, and Hashem Echad, Hashem is the only one in the whole world that could do anything, that kol yochel, everything happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echad. Now the Gemara says, Tani will know this. Sumche says that Kol Hamarach B'Echod. When somebody says Hashem Ken Hashem Echod, if you extend the Echod, is Marich Lo Yomu V'Shnois. You have a long life because of this. And Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov Uba Dalad. The Yikri you have to extend is the Dalad. You have to say the Dalad long. Rashi says the Dalad means V'Loi B'Ches, not just the Ches. To Kol Kamad Yomer Ech B'Loi Dalad Lo Mishtamim. It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, you have to extend the Dalit. And Amr Vash is like this, Vash la yechta v'ches, you shouldn't say the ches too fast either. La yachta v'vash b'shvil arich as a Dalit. La yemar b'kriyos, you shouldn't go too fast through the ches, because you want to extend the Dalit. And therefore, how are you supposed to do it rather?
Rabbi Yirmiyo, Havi Yosef Kaimad Rabbi Chiva Rabbi, was sitting in front of Chiva Rabbi. Chaz Yisor, Tevi Marach Tubi, was staying very long, the Yechod. As he told him, Omalei, Kivan the Yamlichtoi, Lamala Lamala, like when he said the word Yechod, and you have in mind with the Dalit, that Yamamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one Hashem, Lamala, above in Shemaim, Lamata, here Boritz, Liyah Baruch HaShemaim, of all four sides of the world, Sulet Tzrichas, more than that, you don't have to. So, Rashi learns, Lamala, She'arach Toshir, She'techosh She'belibcho Hashem Echod V'Hashem Boritz, without the Ruch HaSeho. So, Pasha means, you should have this Kavona, B'Shash Yisei the Dalit. However, Lamaisa, to say the Dalit Taka is a little bit too long, to have all this Kavona during the Dalit, and some say for care, the Ches itself, the reason why the Ches is written in the Sefer Torah with a point on top of it is, that B'Shash Yisei the Ches, then he's supposed to have a mind that Kosh Baruch was the Echod, Pashemayim Lvoritz. And then when you say the word Echod, the Dalit, then you have a mind, Dalit Ruchais. That's why some people think to turn their heads around on all four sides, because they say Echod. So this is the way the Mechaba brings it down, it's him in Samachal, it's Tidkon Vov, that Tzorach Laharach Beches, Shelech, when you say the word Echod, you have to extend a little bit to Ches, Kidei Sheyamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashemayim Lvoritz. You have to have a mind that Hashem is Echod, Bashemayim Lvoritz. Shelezeh Roimzeh Chatutras, Shebiyemzeh Gag HaChetz. That the way Ches is written in the Sefer Torah, it has two dots, like a Zion, two Zions, with a point sticking up to the top. And then the Yarech Badal, we say the Dalid, Shelechod Shir, Shechosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochid Baloma Yomoshe Badal Ruch HaSalem. So this is the way you should say the word Echod. However, Lamaisam, the Rav Shulchanor said that really if you just extend the word Dalit, Echod, that's not the right way. It doesn't sound like the word Echod anymore. I really we know to say the word Echod, so the Ches you could extend a little bit, Echod. But to say the Dalit is very hard to extend it. See, then it doesn't sound like an Echod anymore. So he learns the Pshat, here is Lav Davka B'Shachti saying the Dalit. Means even you read it, Echod, but right after you finish the Dalit, you still have in mind, the Kavon it means. That in the mind you should have in mind, you should still have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echod b'chol Dalit Ruchis. So not that the Dalit, the Kriya Shabbat is extended more than the Chef, because it's very hard to read it that way. But rather just means the Kavon, even after you finish saying it, should have this Kavon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echod b'chol Dalit Ruchis Oilam. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nosin Bamar Ukva, Omer Rav Yuda, Alu Vovecho, V'yamida. Alu Vovecho, you have to say V'yamida standing up. So the Gemara says, Alu Vovecho, Sakhavad, you mean to say just these words of Alu Vovecho, you have to say standing up, like how come, or even up to Alu Vovecho. Why should you have to stand up? Rashi V'yamida, is Afil L'Beisilo, the Yarmid and Oiskim of Lassan, you say Krishma any way you want, to occur to mind when you're walking or not, still, you have to stay in one place, Adam Mikrozeh, until you finish these first two psukim of Shema V'Hafta until Alu Bavecho. If he shat kan mitzvot kavona, that's the pshat. But Rav Nosson means to say that you have to have kavona until the words of Alu Bavecho. And therefore, while you're walking, you can't have kavona. So therefore, you shouldn't be walking, you should be standing still up until the words of Alu Bavecho. So Moshe says, Alu Bavecho sakadaitoch. So Ela Rather Eima, but having it was only these words. So Moshe says, no, Ela Eima Rather, Ad Alu Bavecho B'Amida, until these words of Alu Bavecho, the first two psukim, you have to say it B'Amida. Mikan V'Elech, afterwards, Do'loi, you don't have to Davka be standing, you could be walking if you want. For Rabbi Yechon says, no, Kol HaPasha Kulu B'Amida. Yechon says, the whole first Pasha you should say standing still. And V'Yoz the Yechon, Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time, V'Yom Rabba B'Amachon Rabbi Yechonon, Halos is Rabbach, Hashem Mishra Rabbi Yudah, that he passes the whole first Pasha, you have to have Kavona. So the Chacham Lechur is totally how long do you have to have kavana? That's how long you should say it standing still and not walking. So the Maestro we paskin like before Rabbi said that Ika kavana is b'shach to say Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echod, and therefore when you say the first pasuk you should not be walking, even if you want to say it when you walk into shul sometimes to Shabbos in the morning when you want to be up to the first man Krishma from all you said before davening. So you should try not to say the first pasuk of Shema when you're walking. Because the first pasuk we pass can ask of Kavona Saleh to know what you're saying, therefore you should not say when you're walking. Tana Rabbanan like this, that Shema Yisrael Shema Kashem Echod, Zul Krishma Shabu Nasi, Zul Krishma Rehuda Nasi. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. You have a holding down for Yud Gimel on the days, 5 lines down from the big line start by 2 dots. Again, Omer Rav Nosan Bar Mar Ukvom, Omer Rav Yud Alu Vavecha Bamida. So again, Alu Vavecha Sagadaitoch, Elohima Ad Alu Vavecha Biamida.
You say the words Alu Vavecha, you have to be standing? Elohima Ad Alu Vavecha Biamida. There's the first two psukim of Krishna, Vehafta, the first two psukim, you have to be standing when you say. So Mikan the Amos of the Gemara Light. From there on, you don't have to. Now, this standing means, like Rashi says, it means even though there's still holes, you can say Krishna when you're walking in the street. But still, when you say the first Pesach of Shema, the first Tzukim, you have to be standing. And then you have to have Kavana, to have Pirush Hamimim. So while you're walking, you can't have enough Kavana for that. When you say the word Shema, the first Pesach of Shema, the first Tzukim, but till Allah of Echa, it has to be standing and not moving. The Amri we had before, Oiskim Bimlachan Vakurin, even if you're doing work, you could say Krishma, O Mahalchin Vakurin, you could be walking and saying Krishma, of a Moidimheim, Shetorach Lamoid the Mokim Echod, Ad Hamikra Hazir. When you say Shema and the after the first two psukim, you have to be standing. Lefish Atka Mikras Kavona. Is that said? She said that even the first Tzukim also have to have Kavona. This is Halacha that we were passing before, that all you have to have Kavona of Kriya, of Pirush Hamilu. There's only the first Pesach of Shema Yisrael. The Halacha is only the first Pesach. If you want to say Kriya Shema while you walk into Shul, you're allowed to say it. Just when you say Shema, you're supposed to stand still. We have Yechid and Nomar, call our Pasha Kula Bamida. It feels the whole first Pasha has to be Bamida. And that's the Gemara says, the Yozer Rav Yechon Latam, Rav Yechon goes according to Shita, like we had before. The Yom Rabba, Baba Achon, Om Rav Yechonin, Halacha Kerabacho, Shoma Mishum Rav Yehuda. So what, and how much needs Kavona, how much of Krishna of Yahafta have the Pirush Hamilut? The whole first Pasha. So since the whole Yahafta has to have Pirush Hamilut, so Mela, when you say it, when you walk, you have to stand when you say the first Pasha. So the cloud is, as much as Kavona, you have to have a Pirush Hamilut, that's what you have to be standing by. And we owe the Halacha, we have Pirush Hamilut, the first part of Shema, is enough. So you have to stand for Shema. After that, you can continue walking. Tana Rabbani. Shema Yisrael Hashem Okein Hashem Echad, Zu Kriyash Moshav Yehuda Nasi. That's the Yehuda Nasi Shita, and the Mepharshim learned that means Midi Raisa, you are Yaitse, and Mitzvah Kriyashma with the first part of Kalom. Omale Rab L'Rab Chia. L'Yichazin En Leim Rebbe, the Mekabal En Leim Malkul Shemaim. As Yadakashi, he didn't see his Rebbe, he didn't see Rebbe being saying Krishna that morning. So Rashi learns the chat was, Lei Chazin, it's Rashi, Mekabli Om Martha Shemaim, Shoy Yoshoino Tamid, we used to give a shir every morning. Mikoidim Zman Krishna, from before Zman Krishna, we used to start it early in the morning. Ugeshagia Zman, where we used to mastic. And he used to give a long shir, just a minute, that's a 4 hour shir. So we start before Zman Krishma, and he went through the whole Zman Krishma, and he didn't see his Rebbe stop to say Krishma. He had a kasha, how come you weren't making the mitzvah test of Krishma? Omalei, so he answered back, Bar Pachti, and the slider means Pirish Ben Gedil, it's like a nice lotion, you're a chosh of a son. But the terrace is like this, Bishor Shemavri Yod of Aponim, when you saw Rebbe was given shear, in the middle of the shear he put his hands over his eyes, you should know then, Mekabal Olav Omach Shemayim. At that 1 second, like Rebbe we should talk to you, all you have to say is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Atel Hashem Echad. So he said that while he had his hands over his eyes. He was Mekabal Omar HaShemayim then. So the Gemara Chayz of the Goyma, Yehna Chayz of the Goyma, as after he gave the Shir later on, did he say the rest of Krishma or not? Is Ba Kapora Oymer, Einoi Chayz of the Goyma. No, he didn't have to say it over again. As he was Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of the Zmana, and he was learning Torah, he was taught the Minah Mitzvah of saying the rest of Krishma, and later he didn't say it over again. We have Yishimim, Rebbe Yoimer, Chayz of the Goyim. He also know you have the Chiyah to say it over again later. In other words, he was Yoitz of the Mitzvah, the Raisa, Bizmana, Bizman Krishma. After he finished here, Mestam, that was in the 4th hour of the Zman of Tzilam, he said Krishma over again with the Brochus. Yoitz of the Brochus later. Trashi Chayz of the Goyim, Liyachesh Omdu Atamidim. After Shir. Omalei Bakapola Rab Shimim Rebbe, Fishleim Lidi, according to me. that Rebbe didn't have to say the Brichas Krishma and the rest of Krishma later on. Father Zoi, all he said was just Mekabel Omas Hashemayim Shema. So Hainu the Mahad Rebbe Yashmaita taught Yisbe Yisias Mishraim. His everyday in Shir used to talk about the sugya that had to do with Yisias Mishraim. Is the pshat, because there's a mitzvah every day to be masked Yisias Mishraim. So he wanted to do it in the morning. But mainly he was Yaitza Zechir Yisias Mishraim by talking about Yisias Mishraim. Elo Bidosh, but according to you, the Yamrit plays of the Goimro, I think after Rebbe finished here, he repeated again Krishna with the brachas, so he was used to the mitzvah of Krishna to Tzias Mitzrayim later. Lomel El Adurek, how come every day he had to talk about an Indian to Tzias Mitzrayim? As for the mitzvah, the Krishna to Tzias Mitzrayim, he's used to when he has it over later. So that's not schwer. So the Kedei Lahaski to Tzias Mitzrayim Bizman. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah Mina Mukhar to say Tzias Mitzrayim Bizman of the Drashi Bizman Krishna. It's even though the Shagafai said that the man, the post says, call Yemechiyach Vidashim. Is it mitzvah to be a Zorch Yisir Trayim call means the Yomim and the Layla. The day, any part of the day, you can Mekayim the mitzvah. The Yomim can Mekayim the afternoon also. Just as the mitzvah, Minam Mubcha to Mekayim at the same Zman of Krishna. So now he was master here, that he wanted a Badafka Mekayim that mitzvah during the first 3 hours of the day. So since he was staying here the first 3 hours, they used to talk about the Tzias Mitzrayim. Even though after Shir he would take a chazal over later. And that's by Tzimakayim, the mitzvah of the Rabbonim. There's Rabbonim the Kechiyah to say Krishma to say the Brochus. That is Tzimakayim later, in the 4th hour he's Tzimakayim there. But Tzimakayim, the mitzvah says, say, of Krishma, that he said right away. And who then he wants Tzimakayim, the mitzvah, he's Tzias Mitzrayim. That's with the Rabbonim that he did later. He was chazal and he said it over later during the 4th hour of the day. Like we hold, the Birchot Krishma in Kiryetza calls man as the man Tvila. Yes, so he himself wasn't. So why wasn't he? So the Mepharshim bring down the Ben Yainam, there's only going upon the view that Narsi, he was Terosta Menosi. A person who's Terosta Menosi doesn't have a Chiyah to daven. So all he has to Chiyah to do is in the kind of Mitzvah essay of Krishma. So that is the first part, that's all. More than that, he had no Chiyah to do. But Avada for us, that's not Terosta Menosi, we have no Heta to learn instead of daven. When it comes to man Krishma, he's supposed to daven. Omer Reb Elov, Rei the Rav, Shmuel Bar Masa, Mishmei the Rav. Omer, Shema Yisrael Hashem Okeinu Hashem Echot. You said that Pesuk, so you Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. V'nenas Peshina. And then, so it doesn't really mean you fell asleep. It means you got a little tired, and you were about to doze off a little bit. And you said it, right, says, V'nas Peshina, good Kavanah, you said it when you're very tired, still Yosef. Like we have talked before, what and how much you have to have Kavanah? The first Pesuk. After that, you said it to Yosef. Omele Rav Nachman the Dori, as he told his Eved, that Suke Kamo, the first Pesuk, if you see me falling asleep a little bit, those things go off, Sarum. Wake me up, make sure I'm up for the first Pesuk. Today, look at Sarum. After the first Pesuk, I had my Kavanah, the next 3 Pashas only in Mitzvah's Korea. So even if I'm dozing off a little bit, it's not for the fellow. Omele Rav Yisler, Omele Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rei, the Rabba. Ovuch, Heichi, Hevi Yovit, how did your father do when he said Krishma? Omalei, the Suke Kama, Heavy Komet Saran Avshei. The first Pesuk is very mapped to be alert and to have Kavanah the first Pesuk. Tveili, Heavy Mitzaran Avshei. After the first Pesuk, he wasn't Mitzar himself as he tried his best, but if he dozed off, it wasn't the biggest Kavanah, he was still Yaitan. So understand, so the Mice before with the Seth Rebbe, when in the Kabbalah Macha Shemaim, he used to put his hand over his eye. That's the meaning that some people do. What we do is when we say Shema, we put our hands over their eyes. So there's 2 reasons for it. And then you end up being down. One reason is that some people hold an Inyan with your eyes. We said before, you're supposed to Mekabel Hashem is Echod, Bashemayim Avorit, and Bechol Dalad Ruchai. But some people move their eyes around Bechol Dalad Ruchai to make your eyes go all around. So you close it that people shouldn't see the way you're moving around your eyes. That's one shot. And the other shot is just to have Kavanah, that you shouldn't be looking at anybody else. So if the reason is just that Kavanah could be enough to close your eyes, I'd be not looking. Throughout the second time that some people move their eyes and go around on Dalad Ruchai, they'll be not going to close your hands. They're close. We also spoke that yesterday, just sometimes I saw this night from the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Now we have before, when you say Echod, when you say the Dalad Rashi says it's supposed to have Kavanah, that Hashem is Echod Bashemayim Mavoris and the whole Dalad Ruchai. So here's the question, how could you have such one Kavanah by saying the Dalad alone? The Dalad is very hard to be marach. And we saw that Ben Yonah says, when you say the Ches, Echad, the Ches, you have Kavanah that Hashem is Bashemayim Avorah. That's like 1/3. And when you say the Dalad, you have Kavanah, he's Dalad Ruchas, that's by two thirds. So according to both Shatim, you say the Dalim is supposed to have Kavonim. So it's Shvesh, we can't do that. Echad, Dalim is very short. And also, whenever you have a letter at the end, without an Akuda, it's supposed to be like a dog, it's like fair. So you can't be Marav too much in the Dalim. These that call the Rav Shuk Rav just means you need Kavonim. So before you start saying Bo Shein, you should have Kavonim. If the Echad, the Dalim is supposed to say normal, not too long, you stretch it out, it's no good. It just means Marach means with the Kavonim, like you said yesterday. So you say the Echad, but in the Kav, if would you still could be Mechavim, that Hashem is the Echad, the whole Dalit Ruchas.
I wanted, after the pronunciation, the Dalit with the Dagish, without a Dagish, without a Dagish, it's like a
Dalit,
which is
like a TX. Right, maybe they could do it, but we don't know how to do it. Right. I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Prakta and La Yikra Kriyishma. Somebody lying down on his back, he shouldn't read Kriyishma that way. Fred Gemara, Mikru Dolikri Mashma just Krishma you shouldn't do. Abha Migni Shafidami, but you allowed to sleep that way. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Layat Amanda Goni Apakis. He gave a claw like it's not a nice thing to sleep on your back. So Amri the Torah says, Migni, when you go to sleep, he matli shafidami. If you turn a little bit on your side, it's okay to sleep that way. Abha Mikru to say Krishma la mita like Afagav the master, even though you're a little bit on the side, Nami Yosef. Still, it's not nice, because after there are geyser to say Kriyishma that way. Fred Gemara of Rabbi Yechinen Matzli the Kori, Rabbi Yechinen used to be on the side and say Kriyishma. And Gemara Shani Rabbi Yechinen the Baal Boss of Heaven. Rabbi Yechinen is very, very fast. So maybe he couldn't get all together on the side if something was on the way. So when he went a little bit over, that was enough. And that wasn't called Derek geyser for Rabbi Yechinen. See Rashi? Prastan the Trashi, Sheikhav Al Gabov, you're lying on your back, Upon of Lamali, your face is facing upwards. Lion Taman the Goni Aprakrit, he gave a call if you go to sleep that way. Valshemi Yiskashe Vorav the Turkshinose, maybe while you're sleeping you'll become hard. The Nirul Aradim, and people passing by will see you, Udera Ganai, the Digger to Ganai, it's not nice, that's Rashi's shot. So Mafashim Yiskashe's face is a new Yiskashe, according to Rashi, is somebody sleeping alone in the room. Or else it's a dark room, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. So nobody can see you then. So if anybody learns that sleeping on your back is kosher hiru. If you sleep that way, you'll have hiru and royim made in the coming day or first era. So you shouldn't sleep on the back. So tomorrow, migmitrashi lishon, the teret is kimat lishapidam. When you go to sleep, if you lean a little bit on the side, it's enough. Kishu moita al tibi mat. You don't have to be all the way on your side. Just a little bit on the side is enough. Shapidami. Avad mikri kriyishma. Afilu mitzli nami yosef. But to say Krishma when you're lying on your back, even though you're turning a little bit to the side, still that's not enough. But they speak out, let's say you turn all together on your side, that's all right. Somebody wants to say Krishma while he's lying down in bed on his side, that's mutter. I do you not just a little bit on the side. If you're all the way over, that's all right. That's not called Derech Gaiva. Tomorrow, if you're listening to the Baal Bosra, so for him it wasn't called Derech Gaiva. By the Bifrokim Shoyl, so the Mishnah said Kalor, what that is a chil between Bein HaProkim and Bien Tzatel. Now the first Shita was Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir said, I'll look at the Mishnah again. Says again the Mishnah, the second line. Bifrokim Shoyl Mufnei HaKovid, his Bein HaProkim is between the Brochis. You could give somebody Shalom on Odom Mechubit, or Meishim. Now Poshid Meishim means you can give back Shalom also to an Odom Mechubit. Or the Yen Tzan, the Mila Kriyashma, Shalom of Neha Yeru, if you give Shalom to somebody that you have to have Yeru for your Rebbe or for your father, or Meshiv, and who are then you give back Shalom to these same people. Divi Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Yeshit. Reb Yudu Aymano, the Emsa in the middle of Kriyashma, Shalom of Neha Yeru, the same sheet, if you give Shalom to somebody supposed to have Yeru for him, or the his cooler is the Meshiv of Neha Kovit. You can answer back to anybody you're supposed to give Kovit to, even though it's not your Rebbe or your father. Or Reb Rokim HaShankim between the Brochis, then Shalom of Neakovit, if you give Shalom to anybody that's Mechubid, or Meshav Shalom Lecholodim, anybody that came and gave you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, Aviyah Bein HaProkim. So the Machlekes of Yehuda and Rav Meir. Now the Gemara will say, what is the Machlekes? Gemara be HaProkim Shoyim. But the Meshav Machmas Mai, if Rav Meir just said a Russian, Umeshav, you can answer back. So the what barrier, how is that person talking? What kind of person is it? Yehuda of Neakovit is by the Emsa. Ben Aprokim. Ben Aprokim, he said, you could give Shalom to another Mechubit, and who was it he could answer back? This just means to another Mechubit also, but the Gemara asked Chita. Has to Master Shul. Madach, you're allowed to Matkila go and give him Shalom Aleichem. Haduni Goy. If somebody comes to you when you're Bein Afrokim, see if you can answer that. Ella, what does Ramea mean? Shul Mufmei HaKovit. Has Bein Afrokim and between the brokers, you can give soul to Nodim as Mechovit. Or Meshe Shalom Mechalodim. And you can answer back Shalom to whoever it was that gave to you. Kretigmora, Bezoi, Eim of Faith, what does the Faith say? Well, the end, in the middle of Kriyashma. By the way, when we say Bemsa, it means in the middle, but providing not the first Tosi. It's brought down when you're saying Shema Yisrael and Bor Hashem, the first two things, that you shouldn't be mastered for anything. Unless you're Kuch Nefesh, you're afraid the guys will come and kill you. But even if your Rebbe's there, your father's there, when you're saying Shema and Bor Hashem, you shouldn't be mastered. But after that, even though you're Bemsa, you're allowed to give Shalom to another that you're supposed to have a year for.
Differentiation between
them, plus the parents. No, same thing. Well, the emtsa, shalom, you're allowed to give shalom to a person that you're supposed to have your fourth, for your Rebbe or for your father. Well, nation, and you can answer back also. But tomorrow, nation, machmas mai. What does your mayor mean you can give that? Elay, machmas mai, you're the same person that you could give to, if he comes to, you're allowed to answer him back. For tomorrow, that's also cheetah. Hashto Masha Shel Madis, you could give him Shalom Aleichem. Adurmi Boy, this is the biggest tomorrow, that if he came to you and gave you Shalom, it's only right to give him back. Elam of Neyakovit. Elamayat means you can answer back with Neyakovit. For the Gemara of Azoy, Haimu the Rebbe Yehuda. If that's Shad of Emeya, that's Mamish of Yehuda Shita, there's no Machlaik is then. The Tanan, what's of Yehuda Shita? Of Yehuda, I know. And we hold like of Yehuda. That the Emsa in between Krishna, in between the Apostle, even Shoyal of Neyahiro. You could give Shalom Aleichem to a person you're supposed to have Yira for. Oh, Meshev, you can answer back to Yaakovit. Any Mechubadika person that gave you Shalom, you're allowed to answer him back, even though you're in the middle of saying Krishna, in the middle of the Brachas. Oh, the Brachim, between the Brachas, Shalom of Yaakovit, you could give Shalom to another Mechubid. Oh, Meshev, Shalom of Kolodim. You can give back to anybody. So, Rabbi Mara, like we're learning now, that's where Meshev Shita, that's of Yudah, that's the same Shita, what's the Machlaikis? And the Gemara tells us like this, Chasurei Nechzura. Something is missing in the Mishnah. Rochi Ketoni. This is Ramei Yeshita. Ramei holds the Frochim between the Brochis. Shalom of Seyakovit. You can try to give Shalom Aleichem to anybody who's Mechubadika person. But what can he answer back to? His Lashon is, V'ein Sarach Lemishumeshim. Ein Echlami. Sakev Shita, he can answer back to such a person. But only to such a person. That's a Mechubadika person. But Lechol Adam, you're not allowed to answer back. If some a person comes over to him and gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're not allowed to answer him back, even Bein Afrokim. That's for Ramei Yeshita. Vashenka Nebuda is Mechulak on that. Vaitu Vemsa, what does Ramei hold while you're saying Krishma? Shalom Lefnei Hayira. You can give Shalom to your Rebbe or your father. And the Gira says, the Yain Sarach Lema Shumeshiv, and Shita, you can answer back to your father and to your Rebbe, but to nobody else. Give her Ramei, that's Ramei Yeshita. But Allah, we're like if Yehuda right now, the emtsar in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, Shalom Lefnei Hayira. You're allowed to give Shalom to anybody who's supposed to have Yira for. O Meshav, who can he give back Shalom, Aleichem Shalom to him? Lefnei Yaakovim. Darga Lech. Even the person that gave you Shalom was only another Mechubah, not